Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Focus on Our Unique Assignment, written by Laura Bailey. When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." John 21:21-22. "Let me see your chore list," my oldest daughter demanded, yanking the small slip of paper from her younger sister. Stomping down the stairs and barging into my room, she protested, "Mom, why does she have fewer things to do than me?" It wasn't the first time we discussed differing responsibilities and addressed the more critical comparison issue. Letting out an exhausted sigh, I reminded my daughter that her tasks were appropriate for her, just as her younger sisters were for her. She would do much better to just get to work than wasting time complaining and comparing assignments. Early that week, I confessed to a friend that I was frustrated with one of my ministry roles, feeling that my talent was being overlooked and underused. I then went further, openly criticizing the other sister in Christ chosen for the position, questioning her credentials and experience. I felt that all too familiar conviction of the Holy Spirit stirring my heart as I admonished my daughter. At the end of the book of John, we read of an interaction between Peter and Jesus. In the early verses of John 21, we read where Jesus reinstated Peter after his betrayal, commanding him to feed his sheep and telling Peter of the death he would face. After being wholly forgiven for denying Christ and given the immense responsibility of caring for God's people, Peter looks up, sees John, another of the disciples, and ask, "Well, what about him? What is he going to do?" The first time I read these verses, I thought, "Are you serious, Peter? That's what you took away from your time with Jesus? You wanted to know what was going to happen to John? How dense are you?" Have you ever responded like me and my daughter or Peter? Do you discount your home by wishing you had a house like your neighbors? Or do you find yourself discontented with work and wishing you had your coworkers' assignment list instead? In Peter's defense, Jesus shared some weighty news about how Peter would die so that Peter would wonder about John's fate. Jesus' response to Peter is not critical, but doesn't answer Peter's question. Instead, Jesus responds with a question. "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" John 21:22. Jesus was trying to make the point that Peter's faith and God's assignment for his life weren't dependent on what would happen to John. The Lord has a unique plan for each of his children. Our focus should be looking ahead, not from side to side, distracted by what God has planned for those around us. What God has planned for someone else doesn't change our assignment or our call to obedience. Nothing good comes from comparing our circumstances to others. The Lord knew we would struggle with contentment, including thou shalt not covet in the Ten Commandments. May we be people so consumed with delighting in the Lord's will for our own lives, focusing on our own unique assignment, that we don't have to waste our energy worrying about what others are doing. This is not to say that we won't check in with our neighbors, ask about the lives of our friends and family, or touch base with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We can happily listen and encourage others in the unique assignments and obey God's calling on our life because God created each of His children with a plan that He predestined before the beginning of time. Ephesians 1:4-5. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You that You are long-suffering with Your children. We often neglect to give You praise and gratitude instead of cursing and complaining about our circumstances. Give us eyes to see people the way You do, choosing to rejoice with those who rejoice and encouraging one another as they seek to further Your kingdom. Forgive us when we compare our circumstances, desiring the gifts, talents, and resources of others. We ask that You fill our hearts with gratitude, reminding us daily of the infinite blessings You have bestowed in our lives. We love You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.